Who are they mourning now? Had some enemy slain the king in the north, who used to be his brother, Rob? Had his bastard brother, Jon Snow, fallen from the wall? Had his mother died, or one of his sisters? Or was this something else, as Maester and Septon and old Nan seemed to think? If I were truly a direwolf, I would understand the song, he thought wistfully. In his wolf dreams, he could race up the side of mountains, jagged, icy mountains, taller than any tower, and stand at the summit beneath the full moon with all the world below him the way it used to be. "Ow!" Bran cried tentatively. He cupped his hands around his mouth and lifted his head to the comet. "Ow! Ow!" he howled. It sounded stupid, high and hollow and quavering, a little boy's howl, not a wolf's. Yet Summer gave answer, his deep voice drowning out Bran's thin one, and Shaggy Dog made it a chorus. Bran hurrooed again. They howled together, last of their pack. The noise brought a guard to his door, Hayhead, with a wen on his nose. He peered in, saw Bran howling out of the window, and said, "What's this, my prince?" It made Bran feel queer when they called him prince. Although he was Rob's heir, and Rob was king in the north now, he turned his head to howl at the guard. "Oh! Oh!"